Hi, I'm romance coach and sexpert Tim Henson. What's that? You need some credentials? How about this? My penis has been inside of someone 5.5 times. I know how to make a woman's pussy butt shit climax juice. I also know a little something about amazing deals. Free stuff is always the best. But free stuff that will ignite your Valentine's Day is even better. So check this out. When you go to adamandeve.com and select any one item, you'll get it at 50% off. That's pretty amazing, but it gets even better. When you use coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K, not only do you get 50% off one item, you'll also get 10 free items. First, for your viewing pleasure, 6 free movies. Next, a free mystery pack that includes an item for him, a special toy for her, and something I think you'll both enjoy. It might make you both shit climax juice. On top of it all, you'll receive free shipping. That's a lot of free Valentine's Day stuff. So head on over to adamandeve.com and be sure to use offer code FREAK. Again, that's F-R-E-A-K. FREAK, because without it, you're going to get nothing. No free Valentine's Day stuff. Don't be a fucktard. Use FREAK at adamandeve.com. Ding. Distorted View Daily proudly presents Worms Having Sex, the musical.
Worms, making worms, it's mating time. I said worms, exchanging sperm, locked together with slime. V. Clyde, tell them that mucus flow, the mucus hardens and the cocoon grows. Like a ring, it moves off the worm, gathering the eggs and the sperm worm.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, January 25th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, molested by vampires and radiated by aliens. Plus, I found the worst hairdo on YouTube, what herbs and spices to shove up your twat, and kicked off a plane because your whole family reeks. All this was your voicemails today!
You clamp down on that goddamn shit and you bite it off!
Eat my cock.
Carrying babies in their testicles and giving birth to them through their anus.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, everybody, back here with you one more time as we end the week with a Friday show. I got a great one for you today. If you're new to the program, all you really need to know is Distorted View Daily features the best of the worst of the internet. I package it up tightly into about a half hour of just vulgar, pornographic audio. Then it's beamed off to your content delivery system at the speed of scat. Speaking of scat, that's the first clip I wanted to share with you today. No, it's not poop porn. However, I think people that are into shit are gonna really like this. So ASMR is a huge trend on YouTube. It does absolutely nothing for me. It's actually annoying to listen to, but some people get like tingles and stuff. So the idea is, you've seen these videos, right? Usually there's a woman in front of a microphone and she's whispering. And she drags stuff up against the microphone like a hairbrush. Like that. Or people will be like chewing food right up against the microphone.
This is good. I really like Toblerones.
It's fucking disgusting, right? Well, you ain't heard nothing yet. I would like to introduce you to the Primal ASMR channel on YouTube. You probably guessed it at this point, but it's an entire series of ASMR videos of poop sounds. You can tell they're real because the guy's sort of grunting, right? He's really straining. Background. This particular video is titled ASMR Raw 6. This is the 6th video in the series. Shitting, pissing, and farting. Diarrhea edition. I like to think I'm a pioneer in this because for years I would have my listeners record their shits. Don't you fucking judge me. I've been at this podcast for almost 15 years. I'm an expert on good audio and squirting Climax juice out of pussy butts. I probably could have worded that better. Can't imagine our sponsor, Adam and Eve, is going to be happy with me, but they never are. Coupon code freak. Ding. Anyway, so I would instruct my listeners, if you're going to shit, what you want to do is take those earbuds / microphone that come packaged with your new phone and dangle the microphone part in the toilet bowl while you shit. You get that microphone right down into the bowl next to where the turd is plopping. You're going to get some crispy audio. I never told you guys, though, to wipe down the earbuds after you use them. I thought it was common sense, but probably got a lot of you guys sick. Again, this is Primal ASMR. That's a Taco Bell shit right there. I know that sound anywhere. Moving on, I really wanted to share with you some of the weirdest or deranged people on YouTube. These videos have not gone viral. I know a lot of times on Distorted View, we'll play videos that are kind of making their rounds on the internet. The racist lady at Target du jour. Today, though, I'm going to share some lesser-known assholes. First up, a girl who was live-streaming on Facebook. She gets a little pissy when people start using those reaction buttons. You know, on Facebook, you can give, like, a thumbs up or a heart. Well, during live streams, you can, you know, press the heart button over and over. You can press the laugh out loud button. They sort of float up on the screen. Most people like those things because, you know, it indicates, oh, someone's enjoying the video. Someone's watching this nonsense. Not this girl.
This bitch mad as hell. I keep laughing.
I think that the voice you hear first is the guy who's actually pressing the button. He's watching this video of the girl.
Damn it, stop!
There she
fucking
is.
Stop! I want to kill you! I want to fucking kill your dumbass! I want to kill this motherfucker. I swear to God, I want to kill him. Somebody get this pussy motherfucker to stop! Somebody get him to fucking stop! Real fucking shit!
She thinks that he is antagonizing her, and the reaction that he's using is just the laughing button.
Real fucking shit!
I guess maybe she was telling a sad story? Like, my grandfather just died, and then like 20,000 laughing emojis come floating up her screen.
Comment, pussy ass bitch, comment! Oh my God, I wanna kill you! So fucking bad!
Blown out her mic.
Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Look at this fuck shit. Are you done, pussy ass motherfucker? Are you done, bitch?
The little hearts in the emojis don't even block most of the screen. It's like in one little corner. Like, who cares? Just ignore it.
Get this bitch to stop. How the fuck do I block this pussy ass? Somebody tell me how the fuck I block him.
It's weird. She's like in her bikini and panties, or bra and panties or something. Kind of doing like a PG-13 titty stream. A guy says, I'm looking at one of the chat bubbles here. I don't want no pussy. I was about to smoke with you before I went to work. Sorry, darling.
The crazy part is I'm really laughing, though.
Well, he's having a good time, at least. You know who's not laughing? Rape victims. And I just happen to have one of those for you today. This is not a laughing matter, freaks.
I haven't been blasted by electromagnetic waves or irradiated yet tonight, but I am getting sexually molested by vampires.
I was wrong. We can laugh at this, as long as you're okay laughing at the mentally ill. And I have a sneaking suspicion, since you're already subscribed to this podcast, you are okay with laughing at the mentally ill. So this guy's YouTube channel is full of these types of videos. I mean, not being molested by vampires, but talking about how he's been attacked by radiation, invisible lasers. People are out to get him, man.
The field, and they've been trying to shoot the little proton beams over me, but it kind of just goes over my electric field. So what they've been doing is they've been touching my balls. They've been in here, and they've been like, I'm just sitting here, just kind of sitting, and they're just all like all up in my balls, touching my balls and shit. And they're like, seriously, being sexually molested right now by a vampire. I don't know what to do.
Well, if the vampires have already shocked your testicles, chances are it's too late. Walk to the bathroom immediately. Can you see your balls in the mirror? If your nuts don't have a reflection, you're in deep shit, man. If you can see your balls, it's not too late. Go shove some cloves of garlic up your asshole. It's the only way. Here's another one of his videos. I mean, he has hundreds of these things.
I had to switch over to Linux because it's harder for them to hack into it. I don't think they really can when I use Linux. Mm-hmm. But you can see my skin is burned from an energy weapon attack.
Really? You've got a great complexion. It's possible this radiation is really just a skin peel. Maybe these aliens come from a faraway world with advanced dermatological technologies. And they're friendly beings, and they're just trying to share their knowledge with us.
Gremulok, why haven't these beings accepted our gift of soft, supple skin? Have we offended the inhabitants?
Girl, these bitches be stupid. They ain't even know how to moisturize. You think they're gonna accept our intergalactic skincare gift? Psh! Human beings be dumb, ashy, dry assholes! Beam us up out of this motherfucking planet!
Gremulok is problematic. She's co-opting black culture. Just like Jar Jar Binks got in trouble for copying off of Rastafarians or whatever. Ooh, I expect letters. Let's listen to a little more of this guy.
I had to switch over to Linux because it's hard for
obviously, this guy is manic.
I really can when I use Linux.
Right, that's what's wrong with him.
You can see my skin is burned from an energy weapon attack, which, by the way, are illegal in Massachusetts. You can't use energy weapons.
Without a permit, right?
I don't know if they're using radiation and trying to kill me, like, by giving me leukemia or something like that, but... Mm-hmm. You know, I know they shoot me with lasers. They shoot me in the heart. They shoot me in the head. They try to, like, lobotomize me so that it reduces me to a blathering idiot.
The obvious response here is, oh my god, it's working!
But, you know, because of neuroplasticity, you know, I'm actually able to rewire my mind, and actually, they've actually set it up so that...
Maybe he's not mentally ill. Maybe he's just, like, on drugs.
I've been cut off from the only medication that I have.
I like to see the best in people.
That helps me with neurogenesis to get my brain to roll back after they try to lobotomize me. They managed to conspire somehow to...
Needless to say, I've subscribed to this guy. We'll be hearing from him again. Real quick, I want to share one more with you. And really, this is just because I want you to see this guy's face. I've made it today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. I'm looking at this. I've never seen a haircut like this before, freaks. Maybe I'll even try to make it today's album artwork because it is glorious. It's like Mo from the Three Stooges, but not as thick and luscious. It's thinning, balding, really. So this guy is, I think, just a religious kook.
God entered into my body, like a body my same size, like me floating into you or you floating into me. It's the Acts 2:38 Holy Ghost born-again baptism. God was inside the Jesus body. I hope Jesus was a little bit better looking than me.
Me too.
I see nonstop visions from God.
He's not super active on YouTube. Every, like, 4 or 5 months, he'll post a video. But he reminds me a lot of John Bulla. Remember that guy I would mess around with, I'd call and pretend to be Rebecca? Because he was super horny and also a sex offender. That was really John Bulla's shtick. He started his own church, which was really, I think, a ploy to impress women and then imprison women. My house is my church and you need to stay with me. Can we track down John Bulla? He's been very inactive lately, and I would love to call him back up. He was a lot of fun because he believed a lot of shit. Like, he believed that this sounds like a woman. I was able to trick him. But he's also, like, kooky in so many ways. He was obsessed with QVC hosts. Remember, he wanted a QVC model or something to come live with him. He was nuts. So this guy is a lot like John Bulla, minus the sex offender parts.
I am the biblical Elijah, the very last servant of the Lord that was mentioned in the book of Malachi.
Elijah sure is important to crazy religious people. John Bulla was obsessed with Elijah. It was the church of the Elijah, right?
God's inside me right now, moving around like a little electric fireball, moving all
over. Are you sure it's not vampires? Is your scrotum on fire? Check.
Over my body. Can you imagine a little fireball inside your body moving around?
Called indigestion.
My skin feels electric. It vibrates. It's very hot. Thank you.
Yeah, speaking of hot, you've got to check out this guy's picture. Again, it's all over distortedview.com and superfreaksaja.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yeah, I'm going to try to do a video this weekend, and we're going to feature some more freaks that I have found recently. I'll probably make that a Sideshow exclusive video. Great time to sign up. DB's member site is where you'll find full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 3,000 shows. Plus, every week we do exclusive material just for paying freaks. Yesterday, we did a Sideshow exclusive program, which contained the first new DV insensitive reenactment in a long time. So that was a lot of fun. Tuesday, we did another Sideshow exclusive program. It's a great time to sign up. Membership's very inexpensive, only $6.99, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly or lifetime membership. This is how I make my living, so thank you guys so much who are Sideshow members and continue to support the show. There are other ways to support the program. We've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar. I try to do videos occasionally there as well. You get access to a special voicemail line if you pledge, I think, $5. So check it out, patreon.com/distortedview. All right, three quick stories now. First up, hey, for $80, talk about making some money, $80, I will blow a snot rocket right down your throat. I've always got a cold, always have an infection. I will blow my disease-ridden snot right into your mouth. It could save your life. I don't know how, but that's the idea behind new virus-infested tissues. Basically used Kleenex. You're buying used Kleenex. A new startup is selling $80 tissues infected with the common cold virus. They claim that it'll help you stay healthy. If just being around illness keeps you safe from illnesses, you don't need to spend $80. Go to the grocery store. Touch some shopping carts. Better yet, touch anything that little kids are attracted to. Go to the mall. You know how like they have those little like play areas for kids in the mall? Touch the plastic seesaw zebras or whatever. You'll be as fit as a fiddle. All right, yeah, so the new startup is selling $80 tissues infected with the common cold virus. They claim that's going to help you stay healthy. Vave Tissue, I think that's how you pronounce it, V-A-E-V. Vave Tissue, an LA-based startup, aims to get its customers sick in order to build up their immune system. You know those gay guys who have AIDS that like to give the gift? The problem with that being your particular fetish is I think there are way more people who are gift givers than are bug chasers. Not as many people actually want the AIDS, right? So this could be a great way to convince HIV negative people to take your infected charged paws loads. No. I expose you to the virus, so then your body will be able to better defend itself from the virus. It makes medical sense.
Will you give AIDS to me? Because I'm bug chasing. Shoot your paws load into me. Will you give AIDS to me?
Voice of an angel, Corey. Vape Tissues aims to get customers sick in order to build up their immune system. Instead of being bombarded with the cold when you least expect it, Vape says this allows you to schedule when you get sick. Yeah, these tissues will actually give you a cold. I thought, you know, this was kind of going to be like a vaccine. You know, you get these vaccines and you're like, oh, it contains a little bit of the virus to help your immune system fight it. But it's so, the virus is weak at this point. So you're not going to get sick. You know, most people don't get sick from the vaccines. No, this is like full bloom cold viruses. Oh, by the way, last time I said that, full bloom, whatever, I got an email saying, hey, idiot, it's full blown, not bloom. When in reality, I wish I had the clip. I don't have it anymore. This guy was talking about getting AIDS, actually, and talking about how he has full-blown AIDS, but he said full-bloom AIDS. That's the reference. I know that it's full-blown. We talk a lot about full-blown AIDS here on the show, don't we? We have songs about it. Audio clips, people talking about it. Yeah, we're a very AIDS-oriented podcast. All right, back to this disgusting tissue. The company's website brags that these snot rags are safer than needles or pills. What a way to advertise your product. The germ-infused wipes are infected by an arsenal of sneezers. Oh, it's not even like these cold viruses are being grown in labs and stuff. No, they've got volunteers of people blowing their nose into the tissues. This is disgusting. Like, I could start a very similar company. I'm always sick, right? It's like those people that sell their underwear, you know, like used underwear on eBay. $5 per day of use. I could just sell my used tissues. All right, so they've got an arsenal of people just, you know, blowing their schnozzes into tissues and then mailing off the tissues to people. We're not about chemicals or prescription drugs here at Vave. We like to keep things real. Doctors say these tissues don't work. Charles Gerba, professor of microbiology at the University of Arizona, says that there are more than 200 different varieties of the rhinovirus. That's why there's never been a vaccine for the common cold. You'll be protected from whatever version of it is on the tissue, but that still leaves you susceptible to all of the other versions. The company says they've sold about 1,000 tissues so far. The founder of the company says, people think this is fake, but it's not. So shop with confidence. You can find them online over there at vavetissue.com. Second story we have for you today. American Airlines booted a family of three from their flight home after passengers allegedly complained about the group's body odor. This is my nightmare. To be stuck so close to like that Taco Bell beef body odor stench. Oh my God, I forgot to tell you guys this, but a couple years ago, Lord Douche and I went to a home and garden show. Big fairies, both of us, right? Down in Columbus. And I think the reason why we went is because the special guests talking were David and Hillary from HGTV's hit show, Love It or List It. And we listened to them talk or whatever. They gave their little show, little presentation. And then you could get your picture taken with David and Hillary, right? And it was like in the middle of winter. I was running late when we were getting ready. And I just like put on this sweater that I had lying around. And it was like super hot in the convention center. And I fucking reeked of body odor. And I felt so bad because like when we were taking pictures, like I put my arm around Hillary, like that's how you were taking your picture, not really like touching her, but my armpit was out, and I'm sure she got a big fat stinky waft of my BO. Oh, it was very embarrassing. So now whenever I look at that picture of me and Hillary, I'm thinking, she must think, oh my God, this person is disgusting. I'm in misery. I would be in misery too if I were her. Oh, I really have to apologize to her. I'm not a dirty person. Hillary, if you're listening, I know she's a big Distorted View Daily fan. All right, on Wednesday evening, Yossi and Jeannie Adler and their 19-month-old daughter were told to get the fuck off the plane. They were on a flight from Miami to Detroit. They were in the midst of boarding. All of a sudden, as soon as they took us off, they closed the gate and they said, "I'm sorry, sir. People have complained you had body odor and we're not letting you back on." Isn't this the fucking airline that allows emotional support ducks and possums and shit to board the plane? That would drive me crazy, too, if I was, like, sitting next to a Shetland pony on a six-hour flight. You know that thing is going to shit all over the place. That's going to stink, too. Almost worse than body odor. All right. Sorry, sir. Some people complain you had body odor and we're not letting you back on, Adler said. Oh, my God. Of course this happened in Florida.
Fucked up state.
I completely missed that detail. We don't have odor, okay? Yossi said. A lot of times you can't tell yourself. Nobody here has odor. They were supposedly promised that they could collect their luggage from the departing plane. However, according to WPLG TV, the flight departed with their possessions. They have our car seat, our stroller, everything, Jeannie said. They said they're taking our stuff off, and they lied. You don't have rights, bitch. You stink. An American Airlines representative said they were asked to deplane after multiple passengers along with crew members. So it wasn't just passengers. Crew members smelled that too. And the Miami airport team were concerned about the comfort of our other passengers due to the odor. Our team members took care of the family by providing overnight accommodations and meals and showers, and then rebooking them for the next available flight. The spokesperson confirms the family members were separated from their suitcases, adding their luggage flew on the original flight to Detroit last night and was awaiting for them to pick it up upon arrival. We stopped several people in the airport, and it's embarrassing, but we asked them, do you think we smell? Because we just got kicked off a plane for smelling. I'm very frustrated, Yossi said. I want them to own up to what really happened and to tell me the truth. What was it? You know, the truth probably is you stank, bitch. If one person says you smell, you know, they might be smelling something else. There might be crosswinds involved. But when multiple passengers, crew members, airport staff all say the same thing, you smell like shit, take a bath or douse yourself in cologne or something. May I suggest
Turbo Turbo by Fabergé.
Fabergé.
Turbo
Turbo.
Turn it on.
Oh, by the way, I found a new cologne that I'm obsessed with. Not so much the cologne, but the commercial. This is from the 60s. 1969, there was a cologne called Jade East. And you'd think with a name like that, it would be kind of racist. Like, oh, yeah, fragrance from Far East. Come to United States. Make men smell real good, yeah. Because, you know, people were just racist in the 60s, right? No, this was, like, futuristic.
From out of the future comes something new for him. Jade East All-Purpose Lotion.
It's not lotion, though. This is so weird. It's cologne. They call it lotion, which I guess in the future, maybe that's how they refer to cologne.
Liquid lotion from the future.
And, like, the cologne is inside of, like, a futuristic canister. And in the background, there's, like, swirling atoms. And the music is very, like, Twilight Zone-y or Star Trek.
In the new Polaris gift package, a clear, soothing lotion that tones and conditions the skin on his face and body. Give him the magnetic fragrance of Jade East in the new all-purpose lotion and find out what the future holds in store.
By the way, the logo for Jade East is very, like, Asian-y. It's like an Asian font, right? So I did a search for Jade's. I guess they did sell a lotion as well as a cologne. Here's an earlier ad. They don't play up the futuristic aspect of it. It's just women dancing around.
Jade's. If she doesn't give it to you, get it yourself.
It's the perfect gift for men. Jade East, aftershave and cologne.
Jade East. If she doesn't give it to you, get it yourself.
Oh, I get it.
Elegant.
Sex thing.
Wrapped in green and gold. Part of today's scene.
Yeah.
Jade East.
Jade East is part of today's swinging lifestyle.
Part of today's scene.
Jade East. If she doesn't give it to you, get it yourself.
A man's fragrance that lasts and lasts. Made to be given. Made to be worn.
Yeah, you give it.
Jade East, if she doesn't give it to you, get it yourself.
Jade East, get it now.
All right, final story we have for you today. You know how we've read a lot of stories about women putting weird things up their vaginas? You know, Gwyneth Paltrow suggests shoving jade eggs up there. Just recently, there was a story about how women would shove, I can't remember what it was, up their pussies to keep them from bleeding so they could have sex, like, during their period. Like, it was a cork or something. It wasn't a cork, but, you know, something similar. Well, I heard about a new one in a recent article by Marie Claire on how to bring on periods. You know, how to summon them, like you would the devil. The author said that parsley is a natural immunoglobulin. May have mispronounced that. Amenagogugu. Meaning it can stimulate or increase menstrual flow. I think that's what most of you ladies want, right? Gushing blood. fire hosing out of your snatch hole. All right, so yes, parsley, I guess, is what women are now shoving up their pussy holes. Marie Claire said parsley can help to soften the cervix and level out hormonal imbalances that could be delaying your cycle, helping your period come faster. Yay! The most effective forms are said to be parsley tea and parsley vaginal inserts. Dr. Sarah Jarvis said, look, I don't recommend anyone putting parsley or any other herbs or vegetables into their vagina. We do know that many foods can affect your hormones. For instance, soy foods like tofu may reduce hot flashes around menopause. Parsley contains a compound called, apigenin, I don't know, which has been studied in relation to a possible role in reducing the risk of cancer in women. However, there's no strong evidence that any herbal supplements, including parsley, will bring on a period. It's a bad idea to insert anything not prescribed by a practitioner inside your vagina. Of course, a doctor's going to say that. They want you to go to them. When it comes to plants, hygiene can be an issue with the introduction of new bacteria. Herbal inserts have not been medically tested and cannot be considered safe. As they are untested, there's also no guarantee of any health benefits. Need further proof? Well, a pregnant woman died last year after she inserted parsley stems into her vagina. I thought you didn't get your period when you were pregnant. What the hell was this woman doing? Oh, she was trying to induce a miscarriage. Well, depending on how far along she was, it may have kind of worked. Unfortunately, she died in the process as well. She went into septic shock, and when doctors tried to treat her, they found a load of parsley stuck in her uterus. By the way, there is a trick to get your period started safely. Sex. Sex apparently gets the blood flowing to your pelvic area. And then afterwards, the vagina relaxes, making it easier for the uterus to shed its lining. Your pussy's kind of like a snake, or one of those, like, crustaceans that molt. You girls are gross. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails to get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks, 206-666-4463. Other ways to contact me, show@distortedview.com, and I'm all over social media, @distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, and facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Oh, of course, we've got a YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/distortedviewshow, and hundreds of freaks hang out in our Discord, meet and talk to them, share Distorted View worthy clips and stuff. There's a link over there at distortedview.com on the main navigation bar.
Hey, Tim, some guy in Japan here, and I just wanted to say I was listening to you, listening to Ms. Fluff eating watermelon, and I fucking lost it.
Yeah, that was great.
I was taking my nightly walk, and I was seriously worried that somebody was going to call the cops on the cackling foreigner walking through the park.
For those of you that missed it, here's the best quote ever.
This is the biggest watermelon that I've ever seen.
She's saying that as she's desperately trying to chow down that watermelon. You can hear the watermelon getting stuck in her throat.
This is the biggest watermelon that I've ever seen.
I don't know. I don't know why I love that so much.
And speaking of Ms. Fluff, I have a new term for the super fats, one which I think captures their essence. People like Ms. Fluff, along with the Stephen Asantes at their fattest, can most accurately be described as a meat puddle.
Oh!
They have achieved a state of being in which they don't sit down or lie down. They flow over beds and chairs.
They really do. That is, like, once you get, I don't know, over what, 400 pounds? I don't know, things just get very watery and droopy.
A meat puddle. Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, 300 pounds and 400 pounds, I mean, that's large too, but something happens. Like, your body just can't stay in solid form at that point.
And speaking of disgusting things, Ms. Fluff has moved on from just farting for a few bucks.
Really?
She has her own website and a quick search for Ms. Fluff.
Well, now, if you remember, farting was a big no-no. She wasn't down with that. But she would wear tight clothes and rip them and stuff.
She has her own website, and a quick search for Ms. Fluff on porn sites will bring you to some videos that you should only watch if you're wearing welder's goggles. Seriously, I'd rather watch two girls, one cup in some of those vids.
Well, what does she do in these videos? I have to know!
So anyway, keep up the awesome work, and
I bet you the guys and girls in the Discord are on this, tracking down some new Ms. Fluff videos. All right, let's do another one here.
Hey Tim, lovely cat lady here. I hope you're not getting sick from the spine. This is my second illness within the month of January.
I don't know what you've just said.
But I think I'm better now.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm calling because you mentioned, like, oh, why do women spend so much money on their wedding dresses? And
yes, we were talking about a new, I think they're called nude wedding dresses now, and it's like very sheer wedding dresses you can sort of see through, and then I guess underneath is like flesh-colored.
In my opinion, and for a lot of other women, it's just because you want to feel pretty for yourself. Like, obviously, you want to look pretty because it's your big fucking day. You spent all this money to make everything pretty. To get some good food.
I mean, can't you just feel like dress nice on other days? Why does it have to be a $50,000 event where you feel pretty?
Your damn cake.
Like, spend that $50,000 or whatever a wedding costs on a new wardrobe, for instance.
It's
imagine
a woman's
that.
Day. It's not really about the guy.
I guess guys are just more practical in that sense, right? Like, oh, $50,000 or $20,000, whatever the fuck a wedding costs, would make a nice down payment on a house.
So basically, I would say 80% of women dress up for themselves. Like, I put on eyeliner because it makes me feel pretty for myself. I don't do it because I give a shit about, like, what my boyfriend thinks.
Right. No, I get that. I get dressed, like, wanting to look nice
people
for yourself.
Think if I'm wearing makeup.
The wedding is a bit excessive. You know, there are starving children in Africa.
I think that's really why people get dressed up. Oh, there's potholes everywhere.
It's so funny because Google translates this call, right? So I'm sort of like reading along. I'm reading ahead, actually. And Level 80 Cat Lady is talking about feeling pretty and weddings, but there is a odd turn that's about to happen.
The other thing is like, oh man, my hemorrhoids are so bad.
There it is.
Like, one of them, I guess, burst.
Not very good at transitioning thoughts there,
so,
but
there's just like skin flap
there. Oh my god.
So,
you know, Level 80 Cat Lady showed me a picture. You know, she had, I don't know, some sort of mouth cancer or something. You know, a long time ago when she was a kid, but she's been having surgery and she had to have all of her fucking teeth pulled, right? And she was so quick to message me and say, like, hey, do you want to see my mouth? It's got no teeth in it now. And I was like, yeah, gross, right? But I'm curious, Level 80 Cat Lady, would you take a picture of your asshole? I want to see this hemorrhoid.
I'm going to let you know whatever my doctor wants to do about that, but I'm going in later. So this should be fun.
So the hemorrhoid is a giant skin flap protruding from her hole.
I hope you're doing a lot better.
It'd be funny if you made the doctor take a picture for you. I listen to this podcast, and he wants to see my hemorrhoid. Take a picture. Because she did that for when she was having her teeth pulled. She made the doctor take a picture.
Of my classes on the first week of school.
Or she took the picture. She had to get permission from the doctor.
And shit sucks. Being me sucks right now.
Wait, what classes are you in? What are you studying? I'm curious. Let me know, Level 80 Cat Lady. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God.
I am getting sexually molested by vampires.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, wherever you can rate a podcast. Make sure to give us a 5-star rating or a thumbs up or something. It really does help us acquire new listeners, which is super important. Thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'm going to try to be back this weekend with a video for Sideshow members and maybe patrons. I don't know. We'll see how far I get there. Otherwise, I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
And family members who say, get a grip, doll, you're too fat to be a drag queen.